The Tarnowndy Festival of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art celebrates and features the work of more than 1,000 artists from around Australia. One of those artists is Badger Bates, a Barkindji man with a deep connection to the Darling River and a talent for lino cut. The Wise Georgina McKay spoke with him about the connection his artwork holds with the land and how he learned to carve his designs.
It's sort of when I was 8 years old, my grandmother learnt me to carve emu eggs. So then in 91, I met another mate and he was carving lino. And so they got me on to carve lino. The lino was sort of hard because you pull a knife towards you when you carve an emu egg, but when you go and you've got to push away. I started in 91 or 92. They bought some little lino prints about this size and they got in the National Gallery. And from there, it just came easy. And I like carving about the stories, what was told to me about my grandmother. Sort of like with this one here, that's the seven sisters, we call Wirta Wirta Thirinya, that's me and the old sisters. The one up the top, she was getting into mischief all the time, so the two old fellas sang her into the sky and sang the other six up to look after her, but they also looked down on us. And I just like carving the stories, what happened around home in Western New South Wales. I was originally from Wilcannia, and I was with a National Parks officer for 21 years. I left there. Took a package about 13 years ago because I got sick of politics. Well, I thought I did, but now I fight for the bark of the Darling River. A lot of us, we don't call ourselves Kuris. To me, I'm a Barker Weembitcher. That's mean I'm a Darling River black person because I come from the bark of the Darling River. That's where we get our name Barkindji from there.
What connection does your artwork hold with the country, particularly with Barker, as you mentioned?
Well, just there alone, if you look at the installation over here with the Muscle Shell, the Seven Sisters. Some of those shells could be about 50, 80 year old because it takes a long time for something to grow from the size of my fingernail to something like that. So there, then if you look at the Rainbow Serpent of the Ngachi, where you got the Matabutras or little clubs as a rainbow, the Rainbow Serpent is made out of boomerangs and on the end it's got two digging sticks to represent women. So there again you got female Rainbow Serpent and the male, so I try to represent both in one. But also, the Ngatji is our creator. And if I don't try and protect the rainbow serpent, the Barker goes. And to me, if the river dies, then I got no culture. I'm not even here. With what I do, I try and represent both cultures because my daddy was a white fella. He fought in the Second World War. So if you look at the wall again, with the Nulla Nullas, how they got the sun. But if you look and just imagine that half of that is the badge on the digger's hat, so that represents my dad. But then you look at all the sun and that represents a lot of us. So with my artwork, I try and put my life, how I was reared up, and the stories that was told to me.
One of the many practices you do perform is the emu egg carving. How difficult is that in terms of carving into the material and finding the eggs themselves?
It's not really difficult to find if you know what to do. So what happens, in the sky there's the Milky Way. In the summer and the winter, if you look closely at the black spot, there's an emu in there, and the head will go up. And then when it gets winter, the head will go down, and that's when we go looking for the emu egg. So if you look at, there's a print behind you there called Emu Sky. That is telling you how you find the emus. And if you look down the bottom, there's emus where they walk around the berry bush and all that, yeah.
Why is sharing your culture and your art at a forum like this so important to you?
With me, like I explained about Dad, he was white and Mum was black. To me, I got two cultures. I got two laws. I got everything is two, and I respect both. Then if you look at my lino prints, people will say to me, oh, why don't you paint? I say, I can't paint because I can't touch it. With the lino, I can touch it. But then if you look at black people and the white people, that's me too on that painting because Mum and Dad was black and white, and I just like doing my work black and white. So that's why I do it.
How important is it to be teaching the younger generations and keeping the culture and art alive in that respect?
It's really important that we do share the Aboriginal culture to all races, and it doesn't matter what colour you are, whether you're black, white, or, you know, you come from overseas somewhere. It should be told, because in Australia, Aboriginal people, we was here for over 40 or 50,000 years, then you had the white people come in. Now we all mixed up and we're multicultural, so it should be told to everyone. And be why I do that and why I say this, that we are Australians, we should be proud of who we are, doesn't matter what colour you are, and protect the land, not make a lot of money and walk away and leave it. it should be protected for future generations, because when you talk about our future, we talk about the kids all the time. If we don't protect the land for the kids, then what's the good of sending them to college? It's just a waste of time and money, because they're going to have nothing to grow up to.
What do you hope people take away from your art?
Look at it and not just think, no, it's Badger Bates' artwork is good. Look at it and say, yeah, one day when I grow up, I'm going to do that. I never went to art school in my life. I had no money, and I just read up on the riverbank in a tin hut. But I used to watch the old people carving emu eggs, and I thought, if they can carve it with a knife, one day when I grow up, I'm going to do it. And I think art is really good to a lot of people, whether you're black or white or whoever you are. If you look at the white fellas' race and all that, the white granny taught the kids a lot. So always pick up a pencil and think what your grandmother and your parents taught you, and you'll get it.
Artist Badger Bates, a Bunkunji man, speaking to The Wire's Georgina McKay.